On Sukkot, we have the practice of saying Hoshanos during the davening. We take out a Sefer Torah, bring it to the Bima, and we walk around with our Lulavim. And there are different practices as to when to say the Hoshanos. In many places, they say it after Musaf, at the conclusion of Chazar Sashatz of Musaf. And in many places, they say it after Hallel. So interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch, although the Shulchan Aruch does bring the minhag of Hoshanos in Siman Tafresh Samach, the Shulchan Aruch does not say when it is that we do Hoshanos. Just mentions the practice. If you go back to the tour, so the tour says quite clearly that the minhag was to do Hoshanos at the conclusion of Musaf. After Chazar Sashatz of Musaf, that's when you do Hoshanos. The only question is before Kaddish or after Kaddish. But the tour writes that that was the practice. The only other option the tour mentions, quotes of Sajigon, maybe to do it after Kriyas HaTorah, before you put away the Sefer Torah. The Torah is out anyway, so then you could do Hoshanos instead of bringing out the Torah again separately without reading from the Torah. So just do Hoshanos when the Torah is already out. And the Torah writes, makes a lot of sense, but that's not the minhag. The minhag is to do it at the conclusion of Musaf. As far as I'm aware, the earliest source for the practice to do Hoshanos after Musaf is the Arizal, and the Arizal thought al pi Kabbalah that it made sense to do it after Hallel, and then many Sfarim quote that as well, especially Sfardi Sfarim, and it seems that for many centuries the practice amongst Ashkenazim was to do it after Musaf, and the practice amongst Sfardim was to do it at the conclusion of Hallel. Why would it be at least al pi Nigla? Why would it be after Musaf? Why would it be after Hallel? So the Bach writes, let's understand what Hoshanos is. In the Beis HaMikdash, every day of Sukkot, they would circle the Mizbeach with their Dal Minim. And that's the source of our practice of Hoshanos. It's Zecher LeMikdash that we do that as well. We don't have a Mizbeach. So the way most Pesukim say it is, the Torah serves in that function. We circle around the Torah, as the Gemara says, that in the absence of Karbanos, we can learn about Karbanos, and that serves the function, takes the place to some level of the Karbanos. So what we're doing is Zecher LeMikdash. Well, when did they do it in the Mikdash? So the Bach claims they did it in the Mikdash at the end of the Avodas Hayom, after the Musaf, after the Korban Musaf. That's when they would do the Hakafa, the circle around the Mizbeach. He brings a raya from Mishnah and Sukkah that they would say Yofilach Mizbeach, and then they would leave. So apparently this was at the end, and he assumes that the Yofilach Mizbeach was right after they did the circle around the Mizbeach. So this was at the end of the day. So the way some Svarim write is simply after Hallel, maybe it's just more convenient. You already have the Arba Minim out. So, but after Musaf, that's when they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Bikuri Yaakov claims that's not the case. That he writes that in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it before the Musaf. He puts a few Gemaras together. He says they did the circle around the Mizbeach at the time of the Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim was at the time of the Nisuch HaYayin, which was after the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, which is before the Musaf. So if we're trying to model after what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, Bikuri Yaakov says no, that maybe Dafka before Musaf, after Hallel, would be the more correct approach. Some posts can bring in other considerations besides modeling after the Beis HaMikdash. So on the one hand, maybe Zrizim Makdimin, that we should do it earlier rather than later. Why wait? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Zrizim Makdimin, but we have other things we're doing which are also mitzvahs. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah, Musaf is a mitzvah. In fact, Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf are real obligations, halachic obligations, whereas the Hoshanos is a minhag, which is not a formal takana derabbanan. So really, those should take precedence. It makes sense to do it at the end. On the other hand, he writes, maybe once you already have the Luvan Esrogat, it looks like Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs to put them away instead of doing the Hoshanos right at that time. So maybe that's the source of the different practices. Lamaisa, for many generations, at least Nusach Ashkenaz Kihilos did Hoshanos after Musaf, and Sfardim and Nusach Sfard later also did it after Hallel. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Luach Eretz Yisrael writes that the practice is still to do it after Musaf, in parentheses, but some do it after Hallel. But Lamaisa, many, there are still communities that do it after Musaf, but many communities in Eretz Yisrael, even Nusach Ashkenaz, do it after Hallel. That's what it says in Halicha Shlomo, that he writes that even Nusach Ashkenaz, Kilos have adopted to do it after Hallel, although it's not entirely, completely universal here in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, most Nusach Ashkenaz Minyan, as far as I know, still do it after Musaf, although I think that's also starting to change a little bit, maybe because of convenience, or maybe in light of the fact that minhagim that become popular in Eretz Yisrael make their way to Chutz La'aretz at some point. The opposite of the way it works in other areas of life, and so that explains the different practices in this regard.